T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So what's up next here, bro?
Well, the Wallingford Board of Ed is talking about some renovation plans, some consolidation plans for the school. They had a big meeting last night. Louis Viella is a teacher and the president of the Wallingford Education Association, and he joins us now. Louis, good morning. How are you?
Very good. Very good. Good morning to the both of you.
Thank you.
So last night, it appears that they don't want to consolidate the two middle schools, but that consolidating Sheehan and Lyman Hall was discussed. What does the association feel about that?
Yeah, no, we're against that. We're happy that they acknowledged that doubling up the middle school would be not in the best interest of the students.
Right.
And I think that the same argument for that goes for the high schools as well. You're going to create this mega high school that is going to create all types of concerns. We talk about students' mental health these days and how they come to school. Having this large school without having that personal touch for those children, being able to connect with an adult. A lot of times, the high school teacher is the only adult that they really have a chance to connect with.
Hey, Lou, the other thing is, and I'm sure that you have data to back this up, but I think particularly as you're younger, a smaller school is a much better deal.
What do you mean? Consolidating the smaller schools?
No. I mean, as far as...
Fewer students in the classroom learn better.
Yeah, exactly. And you don't feel lost in this vast maw of humanity.
Exactly. Absolutely.
So if they combine the two schools, what would the population be?
Well, we're looking at almost 2,000 students. So
that would make it one of the top 10 or 12 biggest high schools in the state.
It would. And, you know, I talk to a lot of my peers, teachers around in our surrounding districts that have one school, and they talk about, you know, the cost for security and, how children get lost in the shuffle. They become just a number. They're not, they don't have that personal touch. They don't have that connection.
Well, I don't understand why security would be, if you're only securing one school instead of two, wouldn't that be less?
Well, I think that, you know, there's some statistics that show that smaller schools have less violence going on in the school. They have less of a chance to have something like we had here in Newtown. So by keeping schools in a smaller state, they're more manageable, that the security levels don't have to be that high. I mean, you take a school with 900 students in it as opposed to a school with almost 2,000, I think that the security issues are ramped up exponentially.
Well, how many security people are there now at each high school?
At each high school, we have one person. That's it. One security person, and our local police have a routine of stopping in a couple of times a day throughout the day.
Now, Lou, how many plans are there? Because in reading your press release, it seemed there were six, and number one is the one that you favor. You're saying the other two would not really save money, or the other five would not save money.
Right, and I think, we liked alternate one and alternate two just as much. I think that the other three are really expensive, and they consolidate the kids into larger schools.
Well, give us, for the people who don't know, tell us what alternate one and alternate two are.
Well, alternate one and two keep the schools as they are. We have two middle schools and two high schools. Alternate one addresses the capital needs, the things that are the repairs that are pending that are really important. Alternate two does some higher renovations, so it makes the schools better. So teachers are always looking to have their school be better. I mean, we have some deplorable conditions in some of our schools that haven't been addressed over the years. So we could use that infusion of money. But the other thing is that we have almost 30% of my teachers who work in Wallingford live in Wallingford. And the high price tag for the repairs was an issue for them as taxpayers, as citizens of the town. So although we're looking to have our schools become better, we also have to factor that against the cost to do that. So that's why we favored one over two. But one and two were very close in our discussions with the staff.
Lou, where does this go next?
Well, it was nice to hear that Dr. Menzel talked about this taking 5 years to come to fruition. That was new news for us. Okay. We thought he was on the fast track with this. So we're happy about the time that we have to be able to talk and be a part of the discussion throughout this whole process. Monday night, they're going to vote to do away with the plans that consolidate the middle schools, which we feel is a win. We were very concerned for our middle school children to be in this mega school. So that's a win for us and for the citizens and the students of Wallingford. So now they're going to be looking at alternates 1, 2, and 6. They didn't want to take off the table the right. consolidation of the high schools, which concerns us.
Just back, you know, for your membership, all right? I mean, this is their job. This is their profession. Would you see job losses then if, in fact, the schools were consolidated?
Well, he did mention that there were going to be some layoffs, but for us in the union, this district, he talked about 30 staff members. Now, that was going to include lots of people, so maintenance, clerical, and teachers as well. But Wallingford loses about – we have a large population of teachers who are nearing the end of their career.
Right.
So we've been losing about 17 teachers a year to retirement. So I feel very comfortable that the loss of staff is not a big issue.
Okay.
I think
okay.
that we're going to be able to lose those positions through attrition, and that's fine. So it is in the back of teachers' minds, but it's not the key point that they're concerned about.
So that's not the reason to make it clear why the why your group is opposed to the consolidation. It's not because of loss of jobs. It's because of you feel that the one high school would be unwieldy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You said it perfectly.
What happened when Enfield and Fermi merged a couple of years ago?
Yeah, their schools aren't as large as ours.
Right.
So, know, that's the key. Wallingford was a one high school town forever. I think it's been about maybe 20 years now that we have the two high schools. And Lyman Hall High School, which is our oldest high school, had about 1,700 kids in it. And, you know, you talk to the graduates from that time, and, you know, the hallways were crowded. It was tough to get into classes, things that you wanted. So we had it, but 1,700 back in 20 years ago when times were different, I think was more manageable than in today's day and age with almost 2,000 students.
Well, Lou Fiala, you're not the only town that's facing things like this. And, of course, even going back beyond Enfield, you can go back to East Hartford. And the consolidation of the bond there many years
ago. New Britain, a long, long time ago.
There you go. Hey, Lou,
thanks for being on.
Thanks,
Lou. Appreciate it. Good luck. Keep us updated.
Thank you very much for having me. Bye-bye
You're
now.
Welcome.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.